From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. The government wants U.S. banks to help crack down on terrorists. New anti-terror rules will require financial institutions to tighten their ID requirements for customers. Most companies say they're ready to do that, but they're worried that the rules have become part of a political dispute over immigration laws. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The USA Patriot Act, probably the most far-reaching anti-terror law, is extending its tentacles deep into the nation's financial system. Taylor Griffin of the Treasury Department says starting October 1st, the act says banks must make sure customers are who they say they are.
While the financial institutions are given flexibility in the way they put together their customer identification program, they are held responsible for the results of that customer identification program.
But some of that flexibility may disappear thanks to a dispute over one particularly controversial piece of ID, the matricula consular, issued by the Mexican government to its nationals for over 100 years. More and more businesses and local government agencies have been accepting the matricula to identify immigrants, but Marty Dinnerstein, president of a group called Immigration Matters, says the matricula just isn't safe.
The matricula card is not a secure identification and therefore should not be accepted.
Dinnerstein agrees with the FBI and House Republicans who say Mexican immigrants can get a matricula card simply by presenting a birth certificate, a document that's easily forged. She says Mexican consulates in the U.S. don't have the electronic tools to screen out bogus applicants.
And within the last year, they've issued over a million matriculas without any assurance whatsoever that more than one card has been issued to the same person.
Because of this pressure, the Treasury Department did something unusual. Even though the regulations were essentially finished, Treasury recently asked for more public comment on whether some documents should be excluded for ID purposes. Tim Edgar of the ACLU says if the matricula is ruled out, that won't help fight the war on terror.
It forces people to go into the cash world rather than the world of ordinary modern banks where you do have the ability to track funds.
The banking industry is upset that the rules have been reopened just months before the October deadline. The Treasury Department has long relied on private industry to report money laundering and to enforce financial sanctions. John Byrne of the American Bankers Association says Treasury can't simply impose standards on private industry that government itself can't keep.
I would just argue that we have driver's licenses here in this country that aren't worth the cards they're printed on. So we're being a little hypocritical by suggesting that these foreign documents are less secure than some licenses in this country, which we know are not secure.
Marty Dinnerstein says that's no reason to let those loose standards spread. She says the gradual acceptance of the matricula is already encouraging other countries to produce documents that will make it easier for illegal immigrants to stay in the U.S.
So that now several other Latin American countries, Poland, etc., have said that they are going to issue these cards, basically to their illegals.
So this regulatory dispute could help determine the viability of the matricula and other immigrant ID efforts. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.